welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. I don't know about you, but when it's this hot, I'm much less likely to spend a lot of time outside. Now, this actually works out well because this time of the year, I can focus more on my plants growing indoors and work inside where it's air conditioned. Now, successfully growing houseplants starts with understanding their needs. Houseplants contribute to and become an important part of the interior decor, but they are not furniture and they're not knickknacks. You can't just put them around wherever you think they look nice. They are alive, and like all living things, they have certain requirements that must be met. Now, primary among these is light. Light is the energy plants use to create their food. If you cannot grow a plant in a spot where there's not enough light, just don't grow a plant there. I oftentimes recommend, and friends laugh at me when I do this, but I recommend silk. There's some beautiful silk plants out there. And although using fake plants is not my first preference, if an area is so low in light that you can't grow a plant there, then quit killing plants, putting them in that spot. Put a nice silk plant there. Then all you have to do is dust it. But for your other plants, do make sure that you know what kind of light they need. Look around your house and decide where you want a house plant. What kind of a window do you have? What kind of light does it receive? Get a feel for the light that window where you want to put that plant receives. And then when you go to the nursery, choose a plant that will enjoy growing in those light conditions. And different house plants will grow in different amounts of light, from lower light conditions to higher light conditions. Ask the staff at the nursery when you're thinking about purchasing a particular plant, what kind of light does it need? And then two, make sure there's a name tag when you purchase an indoor plant. Without a name for that plant, it's almost impossible for you to get additional information. So if you want to call an expert and get advice, or if you want to look up information on the internet, you got to have that plant name. Now, speaking of light, let me use the vocabulary that we have for discussing the amount of light plants receive indoors. We say high light, medium light, and low light. So you have high light plants, medium light plants, and low light plants. Now, for plants that like a high light, this is an unobstructive east, southeast, southwest, or a west-facing window. So if you have windows that face to the east, the southeast, the southwest, or the west, those are where you want to put your high light-demanding plants. Now, for medium light, you want to choose a south-facing window. In the wintertime, when the sun is low in the sky, it'll shine more directly through that southern window. And so in the wintertime, southern windows get a high amount of light. And then finally, there are the windows that are facing north, and these are the lowest light level windows. Plants that like low light levels do well in north-facing windows. Now, I'm talking about putting the plant right in the window, on the windowsill, or right in front of the window. If it's sitting on the floor or a table, it's tall enough to reach its foliage up into that window area. That's what you're looking for when you're looking to put these plants in the right location. Artificial light can also be effectively used by plants, and that's sometimes also done. Now, watering is also an important characteristic that we need to look at when taking care of our indoor plants. And I get a lot of questions about this, but it's very simple. Stick your finger in the pot. If it's damp and you feel it's damp, don't water. If it's dry when you stick your finger in the pot, water. Water generously until water comes out of the drainage holes. Let the plant drain in a sink if you can, then put it back in its location, or have it in a saucer, but remove the water from the saucer if it hasn't all been absorbed in about an hour or so. Taking care of your indoor plants is not that hard. Just pay attention to their needs. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.